Auriel, I know you must be devastated. How are you feeling?
Devastated.
Yeah, and proud?
Well, now we feel very disappointed. I think tomorrow we will feel proud, but at this moment it's tough to take. It's hard to deal with the situation. I think we've done an amazing job coming back with the 2-0 down. And you know, seeing them scoring in the 85th minute is something very hard. But that's football that happens. I think, being honest, we've been the best team today in the pitch, and that's something we will take with us. Sadly, we couldn't win, but this team has made an amazing job, and we need to be happy.
Tell me, if you can, about the occasion, the fans out there, everything about that final, apart from the defeat, I know, but what about the experience of it, the Wembley final, and your fans?
It has been amazing, and I think we will always remember today, the way it all has gone through, and I think we've played together, the fans have supported us throughout the whole game, and that made us work even harder. I think the comeback into the game was also because of them, because they pushed us, because they helped us, and we could make it through. So it was amazing. The atmosphere was amazing. The way we worked all together, and sadly we couldn't be happier at the end. But as I said, maybe tomorrow we will feel proud of what we've done today.
That comeback was, let's be honest, you're disappointed to be 2-0 down because you played the better football. But the comeback was stunning. I mean, this is Manchester United. Under Mourinho, they don't give away leads.
We saw with the 2-0 down it was going to be difficult. And after when we saw the score was 2-2, it was, I mean, that's something very, very difficult. And I don't think these big teams don't allow you to do that. I mean, if you don't do it very well, you won't have that chance. So I think we've done an amazing job. And even after with that 2-2, we've had a couple of good chances. And they didn't go in, and that's what happens in football if you don't put those chances in, and the other opponent is more clinical up front, then you end up losing, which you don't want.
And I have to say, your compatriot, we know he's a world-class goalkeeper, but he's possibly denied you a winning goal. You know, I mean, I think he's got a touch on that onto the post, doesn't he?
Is he?
Your head out, maybe, or he got out for a corner.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, you know, you must have looked at that. Did you think you'd scored?
He's always there. I mean, every time we play against them, he's making an amazing performances, and it's so tough to beat him. So today was just once again, and you know that if you want to go past him, you need to have a clean shot and don't give him any chance to get to the ball, because he's very good. He's a very good goalkeeper, and we all know that.